Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
Welcome to the Coach and Coordinator Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about learning off the field and the different tools that we can utilize. And joining me on the podcast is a defensive coordinator at Bridgewater College, Mike Giancola, and the special teams coordinator at Centerville High School, Josh Yeagle. Guys, it's great to have you here on the podcast.
Really appreciate it, Coach. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, looking forward to talking ball.
Now, Mike, it's funny how this profession moves things along and relationships change, because you used to be across the field from Josh as a rival when you were at Westfield High School. Two schools are rivals, as you guys let me know, and now you're with Coach recruiting that school.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the ever-changing dynamic and landscape of the profession, but, you know, as a from a personal standpoint, it's kind of crazy, because, you know, I went to Westfield and I grew up playing against that team and then coaching against them, and then Josh and I worked together at Bridgewater for a time when he was a student assistant, and then now he's at the rival school, which is kind of funny now. So make sure I have to give him a bunch of crap for that.
I noticed, Mike, you didn't even name the schools. It's still embedded in you that deep?
I mean, maybe not nearly as bad as it did when I was a player, but yeah, there'll probably always be a little bit of that there.
That school, I like that. I'll tell you, you know, I just spent some time at, it reminded me of spring ball practice. One of the coolest periods I saw was at Ohio State, and they had an 8-minute period, and on their practice script, it was TTUN, and I was like, okay, I know what this is, the team up north. And I wasn't sure what was going to happen during that period, but it was basically the scout team was serving as the team up north. And on the video screen, you saw all these highlights from the previous games, and the music was blaring. It was a pretty intense and fun period. So that's what reminded me when you wouldn't even say the name of the school.
Nice.
Talked about how this profession is just dynamic and it changes. And I think back to sometime 2010, maybe around there, I really got into the flip learning and the flip classroom and implemented some of those techniques with my players. And as mentioned to you guys before we got going, is, you know, I found that at the time, if I put something up on Huddle as a presentation, they wouldn't look at it. They just were not sitting down at their computers and looking at the Huddle presentations. But if you put them on the phone, you know, you recorded that, put it on the phone, you had so much more engagement. And that was kind of the entry point for me into how do we utilize technology better to make the most out of the time that we do have with our players, because it is the best use of their time. Having them sit there in the classroom being passive and listening to you present something, or is it finding dynamic ways to get them involved and present the material? So with that said, Mike, I guess we'll start with you. For you, how has this progressed, you know, the way you have maybe come from the old school way of we put something up on the board and talk about it and then go out in the field and practice it, to now utilizing the time you have much differently?
Yeah, you know, so certainly, you know, especially from, you know, when I was learning the game of football, it was take notes on a piece of paper with a pencil on what was ever on the board and just kind of grin and bear through an hour and a half long meeting, whereas, you know, nowadays, everything happens so instantaneously with smartphones and technology and things like that, that flipped classroom approach where you let players interact with the material and involve themselves in it before you get a chance to truly install it or whatever it is with them, it becomes a really efficient way to be able to teach the kids the game to game or game plan or the week to week install or whatever it is, but it's also doing it through a relatable medium to them. The thing that I think about is the age that kids get cell phones nowadays. I mean, I feel like it's younger and younger. I swear to God, I saw it like a 4-year-old walking around with one the other day. And the way in which these kids are learning nowadays has become so much more interactive that football is, it's got to get on board in a lot of ways, because that's the way kids are used to seeing and learning information. great tool because it's something that they're comfortable with using.
Yeah, and honestly, Keith, from a player's perspective, you know, we've all grown up playing Madden our entire lives, and one of the cool things about this is that's where the dream starts for a lot of kids, a lot of us that are in the profession now. And when players continue to learn and need to learn more details about the installs and the terminology and what we're doing week to week, like Mike said, well, now they get a chance to do it in a familiar medium, you know, something that they're used to, something that's engaging to them, something that, and we touched on this a little bit, they have their phones in their pockets 24, well, really in front of their face 24/7. You know, so it's accessible, it's relatable, and it's something that just is engaging for kids where, you know, the paper and pencil doesn't suit everybody in today's world.
What's neat is now we're really able to move beyond, again, going back to 2010, it was some film and my PowerPoint, and I always think the diagram is good, but the diagram isn't always dynamic. It I think, is a starting point of a conversation. What's cool about where we're at right now with the technology is that you mentioned giving players the presentations back in 2010, and a lot of that was diagrams on PowerPoint, and every now and then I'd move those lines and try to make it dynamic that way. But, you know, the game is much more dynamic than those diagrams. Talk to players all the time about, don't be out here just running the lines as they're drawn. You have to understand everything along the way. And you mentioned, you know, the way kids are growing up or how we even grew up. Now, I didn't have Madden growing up. I'm going to really date myself. It was in television, was the gaming system I had, and was basically stick figures, and you would just program in numbers. So I remember like 9111 was option. But anyway, back to what we were talking about. We can reach them now with something that's very familiar with them and talk about it all the time on this podcast, the Go Army Edge app. Just an incredible piece of software. The most incredible part is that it's free. All you have to do is go in and register as a coach with your email, and you get access to this playbook tool that not only lets you draw the lines, but actually will render the players on them. And now I think when you can give your players something like that, along with a diagram, show how it's moving, show your game film and real life application, I think you have a real dynamic way now to teach them, even better than what I was talking about in using the flipped classroom. We can really expand upon that.
Yeah, no, I mean, no doubt about it. The versatility of the program is just phenomenal. I was fortunate to be able to get hands on it pretty early in its conception, but even just using it for something as simple as formation recognition, looking right at it from a defensive standpoint, I mean, break a huddle and just have guys line up and communicate. In my opinion, and I know I'm kind of making this number up, but 70% of what needs to happen on a play for a defense to win happens pre-snap. Mm-hmm. It's all about identifying what the offense is doing based on situation, personnel, down and distance, and then being able to apply what the given call is and making sure that everybody's on the same page. And you can, we certainly do it a bunch, you know, that's almost everyday meeting thing where we've got guys up in front of a screen and, you know, communicating the call and then getting lined up and taking their first just so they can mentally get themselves prepared for everything that they're going to need to have to do, you know, come Saturdays.
And the best part about that is the efficiency of it, because if you were to take a scout team and put them out on the field, or take cans and put them out on the field,
yeah,
that's going to take much longer. This is, you're resetting with the press of a button. And if you need to see something again, you just go back one. It's not, okay, guys, get lined up again. It's there immediately.
Right. And the other thing is that it really is perfect practice. When you're watching film, it's not perfect. And then when you're drawing things up in 2D, it's harder to see. But with the Go Army Edge app, hey, you draw it up in 2D, hit 3D, and it's a perfect play, exactly what it should look like. So there are no questions about, well, you know, what if my guy goes this way, or where's my alignment here? It really is perfect practice all the way through.
The best part about this is, at least I've been able to give some feedback to Brett Osborne over at Go Army Edge and talk to him about things I'd like to see. And they do a great job of actually implementing those things, because from the beginning, this has actually changed a ton. You can do so much more with the annotations, with the telestrations, now even adding things like voiceover, which we, you know, kind of led off this with putting that on the phone for them in huddle, that it can be uploaded that way. So the dynamics of this and what you could do with it in a lot of ways becomes mind-blowing. That stuff that was very hard to do, which took a lot of tools to put it together, now they have all this together in one app. So Coach Yeagle, looking at utilizing this in special teams, and that's been new in this as well, incorporating some of the special teams, using the telestrations, how much of the ability or capability of the app are you using?
Honestly, Keith, our entire special teams playbook is in the app. Again, getting guys to be able to see exactly what it should look like. One of the cool things about the application and in the program is that I can set the speeds of different guys. So, for example, on kickoff, if I'm sending guys down and, hey, I want my first four on each side to go down with speed, and then I have a second level that's kind of slotting in to be that safety type, guys, really valuable. Some other things with, you know, creating a huddle and then letting guys break from there. Our entire playbook for special teams is in the app. And the nice thing, too, is that I can create as many slides. You know, if I create a drill to install my punt team, okay, I can put in a number of different slides with, no, I'm going through and I'm explaining exactly what each guy is going to do. And then it flashes over and now they see it in 3D and then it goes back. And it's really easy to manipulate that and control it and make it as user-friendly as possible for my guys.
Looking at the telestration aspect of this, something added, I think it was prior to the season, hasn't been around, I don't think, a full year yet, but I know Rob Everett had showed me this and some of the things he was doing. How much have you used that, and what's been the feedback from your players?
So we started using that a lot during the spring, especially when we were doing our installs, and even just in you know, our all-down calls and things that we do very regularly, being able to add words and colors, and whether it's a dotted line or a box or some type of indicator to see where a zone needs to be covered and things like that, you know, our guys found it to be extremely beneficial, you know, because even though those things show up when they're standing out there on a real football field, the big piece of it is now you're able to translate, well, I've seen this now in a simulated version in 3D, so I can now mentally picture, here is the area that I need to cover, or here is the thing that I need to be doing. And you know, what we found too is by kind of highlighting certain words in certain color, like as in like orange meant something they need to be keyed into, whether it's linebackers hooking a tailback or doing things like that. We actually had a couple guys tell us that they would see some things happen during practice, whether it was against the offense or in a given drill. And they were kind of saying it was almost like they saw the orange, it was almost like a light bulb coming off in their head. So, you know, being able to have those kids make those connections, even just like we're talking about, simple as about color or a filling in of a box or an area, the fact that they're able to take those things essentially from a classroom and then apply them directly to what they need to be doing on the football field is where we find the most benefit in this program.
Yeah, that's, I think, one of the coolest things is the visualization that they get from it. I got to admit, when I first used it, I wasn't sure how they were going to take to it. And I used it with offensive linemen for the first time. And I've mentioned this several times. I got a video somewhere on my YouTube channel of us doing this, but we were in an old racquetball court. We took a projector up top with a laptop and shined it down on the wall. Was able to get the whole offensive line, both units in there, and our running back, who was a part of the protection. And we had both units going at the same time. We would just call the protection out, and the first team center would give a set hut, and they would make all their moves and communicate. And what was really neat, though, and this is what I had not anticipated with this tool, was they started coaching each other up. So in that very first one, I was actually down in that racquetball court with them, and I realized early on, like, let them coach each other. That's the magic of this. And you hear all the time that, you know, when you really know something is when you can teach it to someone else. So the communication and problem solving that would go on between them was so much better than just coming top down for me. And I think that's what you start to see when you create a dynamic classroom like this. So thinking about that and the dynamic that it creates in the classroom, what kinds of things have you seen where the instruction has really changed from, again, that top-down format to guys learning from each other as well?
Yeah, I mean, so, Coach, we see a lot of the exact same things. And, you know, really what I think is the greatest thing about what this program promotes is it's really the ownership of the game by the players. And you said it. Anytime there's a player coaching another player, that is a great example of those guys understanding and feeling comfortable with what is happening, not only just in that practice, but within the game itself. And anytime a coach can facilitate that type of learning and teaching by players, and like you said, if you can teach it, you know it. In my opinion, in my experiences, the more successful you end up being.
From a player perspective, talking about ownership, another thing that kind of talked about a little bit is, again, players have access to this 24/7 and have access in ways where I can practice in my own dorm room or my house or whatever I'd like to. And in my personal situation, when I was playing at Bridgewater and Rob Everett was the defensive coordinator and starting to get this Go Army thing rolling, you know, I was a guy that my practice reps were a bit limited. So what I used Go Army for, I brought it home to my dorm room and I took practice reps at home, off the field, so that when I did get my chance to practice field or on the game field, you know, it mattered that much more. But I was really able to own that on my own and with other guys on the team, you know, even off the field in a lot of different ways.
Looking at the VR side of this, we've talked about really, you know, when we're using it in a classroom or we're using it on the screen, it's more of the 3D type effect. Now, when you put your players in virtual reality, you turn it over to them, some of that learning on their own, and I know it's become better and better for that as well. How much are your players utilizing that aspect of it?
It's really great for key reads. Again, back at Bridgewater, we did a lot of things with outside linebackers, reading down blocks of the tackle, reading out block, reading the pitch relationship. If I'm a defensive end, am I taking dive? Am I taking quarterback? Am I taking pitch based on the block that I get from the tackle? And that really is the kind of thing that you can do where you get those practice reps anywhere. And time on the field is at a premium in a lot of ways. And so when we can steal time and take those practice reps in the classroom, it does a lot for us.
And, you know, if you think about it too, Coach, short of putting a helmet on and going out and getting live reps against another person, the virtual reality component is the only way that you can really simulate being or asking these kids to do the things that they need to do on the football field. So, I mean, we use that stuff as often as possible. And sometimes it's just a single player standing in front of a screen, you know, like working with the defensive line on block recognition. Or it's we actually get them in the VR boxes with the phones and slide them in. Know that they're doing some stuff with Oculus and now being able to use the program on an Oculus, which, you know, I've been able to put my head in. And I mean, you talk about the quality of visualization that you get in one of those things. It is unbelievable. But in my opinion, the more often that you can get the players seeing and doing things that they're going to need to do on the field, the better off they're going to be. And Coach Yeagle said it when he was a player. You're giving them access to an unlimited number of reps. Now, whether or not they're going to do all of that, I think, has a lot to do with the type of player you have and the work ethic that they have and things like that. But it allows for no stone to be left unturned from a preparation standpoint.
Yeah, I've had the Oculus on, and I'm excited about the new release because that thing is, I want to say, somewhere around $99. It's very affordable for, I forget what the name of the Oculus is, but the newest one that works with Go Army Edge, had it on at our national conference, and I didn't know what play Brent was throwing at me. It was like a curl flat, and I was in a linebacker's helmet in his point of view, and I remember, you know, that player took a step back or took his drop, and the ball was thrown. I remember putting my hands up, like just reacting naturally because you actually feel like the ball is coming at you, players are coming at you, that it does have that effect. And I know at one point I had to take it off because I kind of felt some vertigo there.
Yeah, no, I think it's realistic, no doubt about it.
Well, we talked a little bit about, you know, using it in form rec. I mentioned using it for blitz pickup. We're using it in special teams. I really feel like this is something that can be broken out of the box and really used for every position. Because if you think about it, just a few years ago, we only thought about this tool as something for quarterbacks. And I really feel it's for everybody there. What other uses do you guys have for this that might give our listeners some ideas of how to use this in their program?
Yeah, you know, so the beauty of the app is it's really set up so if you want to just essentially say, be it like in a crawl phase and just use this for just a couple things that, you know, would help your players, whether it's formation recognition or like you're talking about blitz pickup. But we've also kind of taken it to where, you know, since the program can really allow you to do whatever you want, we try and show our guys as much as we can through the program. So not just formation recognition, but showing exactly what run fits look like or what pass fits look like in a certain front or a certain coverage. Also being able to show a defensive lineman, you know, like whether an offensive lineman is going to A set or C set. So just pop up and jump set real quick, or him kick off the line, because he's got to be able to react to that and fight accordingly in the pass rush. We've taken it to individual drill work, so we have simulated drills that we'll do on the field. So a favorite one of mine is we call it Eagle Two-Step, but it's essentially simulating a defensive lineman having to get out of his stance with quick feet and then reacting to a block. But all it involves is two guys standing apart from one another. One guy falls, the defender, and then when he's about to fall on his face, the offensive guy moves. So I've created drills where there's just a single offensive player standing there. I say set hit. The guy begins to fall in front of the screen, and then I time it up so that the simulated person in the program moves right when he's about to fall down. And so we can get and generate extra reps from that standpoint. But we've done it a number of different ways.
Yeah, one of the cool things that we've started to do recently is in kind of working with the USA Football Advanced Tackling System, there's a lot that I've learned personally about VDA, vision, decision, action, and how important that is to train that for our players. And so we've now done tackling drills through virtual reality, where really it's you have a couple of different guys moving back and forth in front of you, much like some of the drills that are within the USA Football Advanced Tackling System. And then one of the guys splits off, and I got a step two and use that vision, decision, action kind of system to mentally process that. So we've taken it in a lot of different ways and excited to see what else we can do with it.
And for our listeners out there, the VDA or vision, decision, action cycle is something Andy Ryland's written about, and he and I did a podcast about. I'll link those in our show notes. You definitely want to check those out. In regard to the special teams, Josh, one of the great things I saw this offseason was from Chris Wolf, who is at Mayo High School. He's the head coach at Louisville Mayo, state champs in 2018. And he was using this to install his punt return. And a lot of what they're doing with like a sideline type of return, these guys had to be able to catch the ball and then get their eyes to where their blockers are. And he was showing me how they utilize this in working that guy, going through that exact mental process of seeing that ball in the air, catching the ball, the virtual ball at least, and then being able to get his eyes to where he needs to right away. And you think about how hard that is to create those reps and practice again and again efficiently in a short period of time, because we never get enough special teams time. I just thought, what an incredible use of the technology.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that idea. And like we said earlier, with scout team guys, it's hard to replicate some of this stuff. So being able to, again, get that perfect rep over and over again and just being able to hit reset, all right, let's run through it again, is so valuable, like you said.
Yeah, and it's the mental processes that go along with it. I know Andy Ryland and I talk about all the time about the myth of muscle memory, but you definitely can create that training for your brain, that can get that feeling be replicated again and again. You know, they do it in all kinds of sports. I know my son does it, does pitch recognition, both with virtual reality and with video, to just get him more reps at that. And that's exactly what we're doing in this case with punt return. But just an incredible use. Because how many times, Coach, do you not even get the look you want from the punter with where the ball is, and you're, you know, you may be throwing it from 20 yards away. Now this guy is actually seeing what looks like a decent punt, and then having to get his eyes to where he needs to with all that traffic around him or coming at him right away.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome.
Well, guys, as you look at the new release here available today, what are some of the things you're most excited about, and how do you see utilizing some of those things?
So really one of the things that I've really kind of started to gravitate towards is the ability to select multiple plays, you know, whether you're going to copy or delete or move them around, do whatever it is. Cause it, you know, before it was, you had to do it one by one. Coach Yeagle over here is fist pumping, but it now makes things just a little more efficient. Something that I don't think it's necessarily new on this one, but something that I found really useful recently, especially now that we've really started to compile some pretty big books in some of our teams, is the ability to share plays between teams. So maybe you've got your offense and your defense in separate books, and they're completely different entities within the application, but now being able to share play back and forth or whatever it is, it's a drill card, things like that, I found that to be extremely beneficial.
And I know we started this off about the dynamics of this profession. You are creating essentially your own personal playbook here that goes with you. I know there's a, you know, the huddle application is kind of frustrating for the most part, that when you leave, it's really hard to get that stuff to go with you. But this is something where this can actually move along with you. So Mike, as you go from being the DC at Westfield to the DC at Bridgewater, you're able to take those parts of your playbook that you want to install, that goes with you. You could put it into the team playbook there and just change the jersey colors.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
And one of the things that I'm excited about with this new update, Keith, is as a special teams coordinator, before the update, I've drawn it all up and kind of jerry-rigged some, made some different formations and made it work to where, you know, my punter is actually throwing a high lob to the punt returner, and made it work in a lot of ways, but I'm excited for kind of some new options to move around offensive linemen at the line of scrimmage and make formations a lot easier to use, using tackle over, it being, again, just another level of usability.
I know when I first started implementing this, I took my GA or my intern at the time. He's a full-time coach now at Marietta College, Lucas Pajali. And I told Lucas, I said, go learn this thing and teach me how to do it. Because I just didn't have all the time to go through the tutorials and stuff. And that was a great way for me to really get moving on this. And I found that it, once you got used to it and that learning curve was gone, you could really do a lot with it. For you guys, what do you feel are the best ways to get going with this? Because it can be, I think, daunting for a coach to say, wow, I got to do all this work within here. I don't know if this can work for me. How do you feel you get going with it?
In my opinion, it's just like any other piece of technology. So to give you an idea, Keith, I just recently switched over to the iPhone. I've been an Android guy my entire life, and the demands of, but literally my players, because they all have iPhones, and you know, we screen record and send things back and forth, and obviously the resolution sending from an Android to an iPhone and vice versa doesn't go very well. I had to make the switch, but there's always a bit of a learning curve with a new piece of technology. So I'm still kind of getting used to the iPhone, but the idea here is if you take it incrementally and take it slow and identify some things that you would really want to accomplish out of using this program with your team, and that could be whether it's just drawing up your base playbook or breaking a huddle and getting lined up on a screen. But then really getting the players and the rest of the coaches comfortable with it to the point then where you can start to add on and on to what you're doing, that by the time everybody kind of looks around, you know, you're ready to take the leash off and you can really go. But everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people, when they try new things, it's, I want to do everything right now. And mm-hmm. I kind of mentioned earlier, maybe that's the day and age we live in, but being able to find some good specific things that you want to get done early and then build off that, it would be my best advice in terms of going about it.
Yeah, and honestly, as a young coach, I've been so thankful to be able to get in on the ground floor with this thing. And I've recently taken a job at Centerville High School and taking Go Army Edge and teaching it to the rest of our staff. In doing that, there's definitely a learning curve. But even just in talking with some of the other guys that are just trying to learn it, you know, there are tutorials on the Go Army Edge website that are really, really helpful. Even for me, I've been using it for a couple of years. I can go back and I can learn more stuff. But like Coach said, you know, making sure that you start simple and just kind of do it step by step. But really, this is, in my opinion, you know, this is football of tomorrow. You know, it really is cutting edge. Like you said, Keith, it's free, really. You know, there's so many benefits to it, and I'm just so glad to be a part of it at an early stage moving forward.
And I think for a young coach, this is a perfect opportunity to really add some value to the coaching staff, that if you could go out and learn this technology and help other coaches implement it, whether it's creating position drills, whether it's creating a playbook, that's essentially, as I mentioned, you know, my intern, that was huge for him to be able to do that for us. It worked out so well that I think it's an opportunity really for any coach. You want a bigger role on the staff. This is something right now, again, it's free, to get your staff involved with and to really help yourself as a coach too. Because I think when you put things together like this, these dynamic presentations, you really start to learn more about exactly what you're coaching as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, thinking of that with the tutorials, you know, another great resource, Coach, is even just hopping on Twitter and going to the Go Army Edge Twitter account. You know, they've got one for football and soccer. Mm-hmm. And if you have a question, you can ask it and they'll respond.
Yeah.
I mean, and quickly too. So if coaches are struggling with something or trying to figure something out and, you know, they can't do it on their own, there's no harm in hopping on Twitter and shooting out a note, because they do a really good job with that stuff.
So the other thing is, recently joining a new staff at Centerville High School, I'd like to think that I've been hired for lots of reasons, but one of which definitely I can see is that I am fluent, so to speak, in Go Army Edge. And so, like you said, just for new coaches, young coaches, being on the cutting edge of this thing and being able to add something else to the resume or add something else to what you bring to the table and how you contribute to a staff, I think what you said, Coach, is right on point.
And for those of you interested in following their Twitter, I just looked it up right now. It's at Go Army Edge. Pretty simple. And the website to get registered and get this for free is GoArmyEdge.com. Guys, I want to thank you again for taking the time to be on the podcast. Best of luck to both of you guys in 2019.
Hey, thanks so much for having us, Coach. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.